From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melvin reporting. Hillary Clinton speaks out in her first major interview since losing the 2016 U.S. presidential election last November. Hillary Clinton took personal responsibility for her loss, but she did tell interviewer Christiane Amanpour at the Women's Forum in New York Tuesday that she also blames Russia and the FBI director for helping her Republican rival Donald Trump score what was seen as an upset victory. VOA's Lada Tahok reports.
Clinton said if the election had been on October 27th, she would be U.S. president today.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
The former Democratic presidential candidate was leading in the pre-election opinion polls until the FBI director announced that he was reopening a probe into Clinton's use of a personal email server while she was U.S. Secretary of State. In January, the U.S. intelligence community said it had concluded that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a campaign to undermine Clinton's electability and help Trump win. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Expectations could hardly be lower for a diplomatic breakthrough as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and U.S. President Trump are set for their first ever meeting Wednesday at the White House. Trump said last week he sees no reason why there can't be peace between Israel and the Palestinians. None whatsoever, Trump said. We'll be following this for you throughout the day. This is VOA News. Russia-sponsored Syrian ceasefire talks taking place today and tomorrow in Astana, Kazakhstan, will include a U.S. State Department envoy attending as an observer. The move was confirmed Tuesday in a White House statement that followed talks between President Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Tuesday's call, described by the White House as a very good one, is believed to be the first direct contact between the two leaders since U.S. warships targeted a Syrian military airbase used by both Syrian forces and their Russian allies with dozens of cruise missiles on April 4th. Trump directly linked the U.S. missile strike, which triggered an angry Kremlin response, to Syria's use of chemical weaponry in an attack that killed nearly 100 civilians days earlier. Tuesday's White House statement said the two leaders also discussed the development of safe zones to achieve lasting peace for humanitarian and many other reasons. Syrian activists say a large explosion in a northern town along the border with Turkey has killed at least four people and wounded many others. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll in the town of Azaz is likely to climb after Wednesday's blast. Both the observatory and the activist-run Revolutionary Forces of Syria Media Office say the explosion is believed to have been caused by a car bomb. Images posted online by the activist-run Azaz Media Center showed a burnout car and a fire in the area. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a suicide bombing Wednesday during morning rush hour in Kabul killed at least eight people and wounded 25 more. A spokesman for the U.S.-led NATO coalition, U.S. Navy Captain Bill Salvin, confirmed that one of its armored vehicles was targeted in the attack. He said three service members were among the wounded and that their injuries were not life-threatening. Witnesses said the blast near the U.S. embassy also damaged nearby civilian cars and that most of the victims were Afghan civilians. The Islamic State group did claim responsibility for the attack. North Korea Wednesday confirmed the detention of another American citizen for alleged acts of hostility aimed at overthrowing the country. Kim Song-duk, an accounting instructor at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, was intercepted at Pyongyang International Airport on April 22nd, according to the Korean Central News Agency. It said he was being detained while authorities conducted a detailed investigation into his alleged crime. The school's chancellor, Park Chan-mo, and the Swedish embassy in Pyongyang earlier gave the information about Kim's detention but could not provide the reason for his arrest. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.